Okay, so let's not waste no time. Here we are. Now I see a blazer. Okay, Blaze, you can hear me? Here we go. Okay, so now we're back in business. Okay, so let's do, we can see it on the screen. It'll be a little bit easier. We can see it on the screen. Okay, Mayor, you're still there. Mayor, you're online, right? You can see this? You see what we're doing over here, Mayor?
I can't see anything. I'm on a
call-in. Oh, you're on a call-in? All right. So here we have the posture. The Blazer can see it with me. Okay, so Kiavi is there. We have the commentary. We have Rashi. Let's look at Rashi very carefully one more time. Rashi over here is saying a lot of chidushim. Rashi says every time it says the word Yav'er, it means to an animal. The word Yav'er is an animal. An animal, and it says word Yav'er three times. Yav'er, it says V'shilach es bi'iroi. That certainly means his animal. And then it says, ubi'er b'se'acher. So over here it means a person is using his animal to cause damage to somebody else. So again, look at the Rashi, ki'aver, s-b-i-roi, ubi'er. In the Dibur HaMaskel, it says the word beis ayin resh three times. Kulam l'shoin behema. Each one of these strings means an animal. K'mo anachnu b'reinu. Now, what's the meaning? Ki'aver yoylech behemoisa b'sode oichedem shel chaveroi. The Yazik also he caused damage in one of two ways. Either by sending the shilach or by uvier, by eating. Okay, Rashi is really learning Pshat the Pasuk very well. It's really teaching the Pasuk. The Yazik, either by walking or by perishu, by sending the shilach, who niske midrach kafarega, what is called Mavakama rega. Ubiyer hu niske hashen means eating. Hoicheles ume va'eres. Okay, so we have over here, let's chaza over. So, kiyaver ish sode ocherem, period. This expression, according to Rashi, is a general introduction to the pasuk. An ish, a person, is now going to cause damage to his friends, sode ocherem, via an animal. Okay, it's a general introduction. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The first six words is an introduction to the rest of the pasuk. A person is going to cause damage to the field of his fellow man via a yav'er, an animal. Now, what is he going to do? He's going to do one of two things. Either the damage will be through v'shilach, s-b-i-roi, the animal will step upon something very delicate, or, the vav is or, uv'er, Bistei acher, or he will cause damage via consumption. So now what is the halacha? So he has to pay. Now how do you pay? You can pay whatever you want. You can pay cash, American dollar bills. You can pay bitcoins. You can pay whatever you want to pay. Whatever you want to pay. But in the event that you choose to pay land, you want to give land, and the mazik, the one that caused the damage, has in his possession different quality pieces of land. He has idius, beinonis, and ziburius. He has three different quality pieces of property. So the quality, the land that he has to select to give payment for the damage is the best, is the meitav. He has three different pieces of land, excellent quality, medium quality, and poor quality. He has to give the best quality. That's what the pasuk says over here. The best. If the damage was the value, if the damage was a sella, the best of his land. The best. Okay, so a very Rashi really, I think, really helped us a lot. A nice amount of Rashi here, and this Rashi fataych the pasuk, good pshat in the pasuk. Hakdama ki yaver ish sode ocherem. Period. A person causes damage to his fellow man's field or vineyard through an animal. What did his animal do? One of two things: either vishilach es biro. Period. The animal trampled upon something very delicate. Or uvier b'stei acher, consumption. The animal consumed valuables in another person's field. So what is the halacha? You got to pay. What do you pay? Whatever you want to pay. Cash, whatever, assets. But in the event that you do decide to pay land, and the mazik, the one who owns the animal, possesses different quality lands. He has high quality, medium quality, and low quality. He has an obligation to give the victim the best. Obviously, if you can give the best of your property, it's going to be a smaller amount. You're going to give him a smaller amount because a piece of land that's not of good quality, you have to give a certain amount of value. You're going to have to give a larger piece of land. The people prefer to have a small, compact piece of land of high quality than to have a larger piece of land of poor quality. Okay, that is what it says over here in this passage. Now, let's see the Targum. And let's
Rabbi,
yes.
The article adds the man will lead an animal to a field or a vineyard.
Okay.
Where is the vineyard?
The vineyard, Kerem. The sod is the field, or Kerem, or the vineyard. So you're asking a question, you're asking a very good question. You're asking a question when it says Vishilach Hasbiroi Ubvier Bisteacher. Why didn't it say the sod or the vineyard?
Yeah.
In the introduction of the pasuk, it says a person's going to cause damage to the property of someone else's field or vineyard. And then when it goes into the details, so first it says trampling. It doesn't even mention what it trembles upon. And when it comes to eating, it only refers to eating in a field. What about eating in a vineyard? Send your axe into someone's vineyard and it eats up the grapes. Now you'll tell me animals don't like grapes, so you have other type of situations. All right, I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know the answer. I don't know. Here, I don't know the answer. Now let's see. What does the Targum say? Are yoichil givar. Period. Now notice here, the Targum already appears off the bat to disagree with Rashi. He says the word Yav'er does not mean an animal. Rashi made it very clear, even the Dibur HaMaskil ki Yav'er, ki Yav'er, and then it says Bi'iroi u'bi'er. Three words, all of them have the same root. And Rashi says all words mean an animal. And the introduction is a person is going to cause damage to his property of his friend via an animal. Unkelis doesn't say that. The first word, Yav'er, he says, Are yochil, givar, a person causes consumption. Doesn't mention the word animal. A man, chakal is a field. Oikum a vineyard, Vishalach, and he sends Yos B'irei. Here, for the first time, he says animal. V'yechuli eats the chakal, the field, ochon of someone else. Shefar, it says, Vishalach has B'iro, he sends his animal. V'yechul, now he doesn't say or, he eats. It sounds like it's one case. Shefar chakalei, shefar karmei, the best of the field, and the best of the vineyard. Yishalem. All right, so let's see over here what it says in the Ma'atzari, because obviously there's a lot going on over here. So it says here, in Pasuk Dalet, Yochel, Yachil, Nire, Shemeforish Kirashpam, Machil es Biro Bisode Acher, Kirashi, the Ibn Ezra, Shahamilo Yivar Hulushon Behemo, Udloiki Hiskuni Shahulushon Hashchos of the Chilioi. So I'm a little bit confused over here. One more time. Nirish and Mefarish Kirashpam. Like the Rashpam. Machil es bi'iroi. You feed your animal bisode acher. Kirashi. And like Rashi and the Ibn Ezra, he's included. Shamila yiv'er hu loshin behema. Not so sure. Yochel, it's not so clear. That's not what he's saying over here. Udloiki chizkuni shu loshin hashchosa v'chilyoi. Okay, so it seems like it's not really clear what he's saying over here. It seems like there is a chizkuni. I think it seems more to me like he's saying over here, Rashi, the Unkelis is indeed arguing with Rashi. The proof is the chizkuni disagrees with Rashi. This Chizkuni says the first time it says the word Yav'er, it does not mean an animal. It means to destroy. To destroy. And the word Yechil also means to a degree to destroy, to consume. If you would ask me, it would appear that because the Targum did not mention the word, say the word Bi'iro, the word animal, it would seem that the Targum learns that it only says the word animal in this Pasuk twice, not three times. And when the Pasuk begins, Ki Yaver Ish Sode Echer, means a person is instrumental in the destruction of his friend's field or vineyard. How does he bring about destruction? Doesn't say. The next Pasuk then goes on, and what did he do? Vishilach, he sends forth Es Biro, he sends forth his animal. So the first time there is a mention of an animal, according to the Chizkuni, is in the second use of the word, and it would appear, at least according to my little understanding, is that the Targum agrees with the Chizkuni, and not like Rashi, and that's why Rashi made a big deal. Like I always tell you, Rashi is always writing, generally, is writing a Sefer on Ungulus. I mean, it's so obvious. Rashi can say so many things. Rashi picks up on nuances Ungulus. Rashi begins by quoting the three words. Ki Yav Er, Bi'iroi, Ubi'er. Three words. And Rashi says all three words. Kulam Lashoin Behema. Why did Rashi say that? Why? Because Rashi is coming here to disagree with the Targum. Targum says only, it says it only once in the Pasuk. It says Vishilach Es Bi'iroi, Vishalach Yos Bi'irei, V'yechol. According to Unkelis, the only time it says an animal in the Pasuk is one time. Bi'iroi. There's a yud between the ayin and the resh. He sends his animal. And the animal, uvier, destroys. And the beginning of the Pasuk tells us the person was negligent. Ki yav'er ish. A person is instrumental in destroying the field of vineyard of his friend. How does he destroy his property of his friend? By sending forth his animal. So there's Machloikis, Rashi, and Unkelis as to how many times it says the word animal in this Pasuk. According to Rashi, it says it three times. Why do Rashi need to make that comment? Because he's coming to argue with Unkelis that says it only says it once. Are Yechil Givar. A person will destroy the Chakal, the field, or Yechram, the vineyard. How does he destroy a field or a vineyard? By the Shlach sending Yos Bi'irei, his animal. Only time he says animal. And the animal now goes V'yechul, destroys. Bechakal, the field, Ochon of someone else. Shafar, the best. Chaklei, Ushafar Kama, he has to pay the best. Okay, so we have achieved our goal right off the bat. Opening pitch. We have already a Machloikis, Rashi, and Unkelis. Now we go weiter. What does it say over here? The chakal in the field, it says B'irei, Lashon Behemo, Lashon Koschei, Mizeh Lashon Ishvake. Okay, now the chakal Lachon, Sode Acher, Perush, Rosh Hashanah, fine, Shafar the best. That's it, okay? So pretty much we did it. Mission accomplished. Now, one thing there is, though, a difference, though, he doesn't explain this. Is that it seems there's another machloikis between Rashi and Unkelis. It seems, according to Rashi, we take the pasuk and we break it into two parts. Vishilach es bi'iroi. This is regel. You cause damage by trampling upon the ground. And the second part of the pasuk, uvier b'steacher, is damage via shane. Two different types of damage. A damage of regel, a damage of shame. According to the Targum, it doesn't discuss that. It just says he sends his animal and the animal destroys. It doesn't seem to differentiate between regel and shame. According to Rashi, it's clearly two different types of damage. According to the Targum, he's not saying that. He sends his animal and the animal destroys someone else's property. Doesn't say exactly how he destroys it. He's leaving that to Chazal. He's not getting into the drashas. Whereas Rashi here is getting into the drashas. Rashi on Parshas Mishpatim is very drasha oriented. Rashi in Parshas Mishpatim, he treats it, it would appear that Rashi treats Parshas Mishpatim different than he treats other Parshas. Rashi summarizes for you the Masechta, the Baba Metzia, Baba Kama, in this Parsha. If you know every single Rashi in this Parsha, you know quite a bit. You know the whole many Masechtas. Alright, so we learned Heimamash, your whole Sugya. We learned about Regel and about Shein. And we learned about the Machlekes, Rashi, Unkelis, the title of the word Yav'er. How many times it says with animal. And, okay, so we learned over here some nice stuff. Okay, now we go to Anaya Sugya, a Parsha Stuma. Parsha Stuma. How many Parsha Stumas and Psuchos are there in the whole Torah? If I'm not mistaken, 668. I'm pretty sure there are a total of 600. I wrote it down yesterday. Let me tell you to be sure how many of them are there. I'm pretty sure I wrote it down over here. Let me review that. Where is it? So here it is. My numbers here. I think it's 668. Yeah. Yep. Good to know. Very important thing to know this. How many times in the Torah is there a samach and a pei? A grantal of 668. 668 times is there a samach or parasha stuma and parasha psucha. Parasha stuma means that the next parasha begins on. No, stuma means that the next parasha begins on the same line. Whenever there's a samach, it means that this is the beginning of the line, and the next parasha is the end of the line, and there's a blank space in the middle. Whenever there's a pei, it means the next parasha begins on the beginning of a line. A pei, whenever there's a pei, it means it's like a new chapter. A samach means it's a new paragraph. Okay, so over here, this kiyaz mamash is a parasha by itself. Now we go to Anaya Sugya. Ki seitze esh, fire goes out. Umotza okoitzim, it finds thorns. V'nechal godish. Okay, it finds thorns. And a godish, a threshold, a godish is a, what is a godish? He says, "Eshu matzah koytzim thorns." Okay, it finds thorns. V'nechal godish. What is a godish? A godish is a. It says a stacked standing. It means in the field a pile of grain. Okay, in the field they would go and they would cut down the grain. They would pile it up and let it dry in the sun, and then they would bring it into a silo. V'nechal godish. So that means grain that's been cut that's in the field. Oy hakama or. The grain has not yet been cut. It's still standing attached to the ground. Oy hasodeh, or it torches the field. It damages the quality of the field. There's a fire, and the fire just scorches the earth. It destroys the nutrients of the ground. So what is the law? The law is shalem yishlem hamaviris habeir. The one that lit the fire has to pay for the damages. The one that kindled the fire, the be'era, the fire has to pay for the damages. Okay, let's see what's over here in Rashi on this pasuk. Ki seitze esh afilu mi'atzav fire. If a fire goes out even by itself, Rashi says, umatzo koitz mit fine thorns. Okay, he tells us over here what it means in Old French. V'nech al godish shelichacha ba koitzim at shegia. Okay, the thorns, it was highly taich or shelichacha good taich. It licked. The fire licked up the thorns. It licked up the thorns, and it traveled with the thorns. Es niroi, v'shlichak b'koytzim ad shegia la godish, until it reached a godish, a pile of grain, oy la kama, grain that's attached to the ground, that's standing vertical, oy la kama hamichuberes b'karka, that's attached to the grain, oy hasodeh, shlichacha es niroi, it licked. Nir means a plowed field. Vitzorich lanir oisa pamshnia. And Vitzorich, now because of what happened, he has to go and plow the field again. So I guess where the fire went, and the fire did damage to a plowed field. How did it damage the plowed field? I guess because of the heat, it dried out the field, dried out the soil. The soil is no longer productive because it's been scorched. So now it's necessary for the Balabayas to plow the field a second time. Time is money. You have to get the animals, you have to get the equipment, and you have to go and slave labor to prepare the field. So what is the halacha? Shalem yishem mavir avap yishahid likbesech shaloi. This is the chiddush of Eish. What do you want from me? I lit a fire in my property, and the fire traveled to a neighbor. Avap yishahid likbesech shaloi. I live in my field. And it went me'atzma al yidei koitzim. It traveled by itself through thorns. Shematza chayav shalem levi shalosh shamar esek gachaltoi shalot teitzei v'saziki. A person did not guard. He did not guard his thorns gachaltoi. The person over here is guilty. The person over here is guilty because he did not guard. He has something that is very dangerous. He has his possession of fire, and the fire can spread, and he did not guard it. Don't go say it's a groma. What did I do? I lit the fire in my possession. Just because the fire went and it spread, if it spread and it traveled, I didn't go and deliberately take it with my bare hands and go and destroy someone's property. It's science. It just went by itself. It traveled. And blame Hashem for traveling. Don't blame me. No, kamash blon. You should have guarded the coal. It's dangerous. You did not do so. You are responsible. Okay, so therefore, it's teaching you a chiddush. Because if not for the pasuk telling you that the person is chayav eish, a person can argue and say that that eish is a groma. It's a groma. I lit the fire in my property. And now there are other elements in this world which cause it to spread. There's wind. And there are thorns. And there are other elements which cause the fire to spread and to travel and to cause harm to someone else's property. Why should I be responsible? That is why the Torah is Mechadesh. There's something called Eish. If you light something in your property, even though indeed it's true, attack or travel through the koyach of something else, which doesn't always have to happen. Sometimes the wind is not strong enough. Sometimes there are no thorns. And a person can make an argument and consider it's only a groma or a garmi. Both a groma and a garmi are two different types of indirect action. A groma, you're exempt. A garmi, you're chayiv. And maybe you'd argue, I'm not responsible. Kamash, the pasuk teaches you that Eish, you're responsible, even though indeed it was somewhat indirect, the damages. So we have a chiddush, that's what Torah is teaching over here. Okay, so we have a halacha l'maisa. Rashi here is teaching us, a fire goes out, and it finds thorns. It uses the thorns as a medium to travel. V'nechal godish. The godish is a standing pile of grain that's been piled up in the field. Oya kama, or standing grain. Oya sadeh. Which Rashi explains, what is the sodeh? Now, what is the damage? The damage is that the field needs to be plowed again. The sodeh is near. Near means a plowed field. It costs a lot of money to plow a field, to get the field ready to plant. And now that the fire has scorched the field has to be re-plowed all over again. And that effort of plowing a field takes time and money. Shalem yeshalem, do not make a claim that you're a groma. Hamavir, when the lit esaber, the fire means the coal in your property, even though it's in your property, and a damage on this property, responsible. Okay, it seems like a very innocent pasuk, but there's a lot of longness in this simple pasuk. Now let's see what it says in the Targum on this pasuk. Are tisapak nur, if a fire goes out, the yashkach kuvin, and it finds thorns, the yechol gidishin, and the godish is destroyed. Oy kama, or standing grain, oy chakla, or field, shalma yishlem the adlek yos delek to the one that lit the fire is responsible. Okay, it seems to be saying very simple words. Does not seem to be saying chidushim, but let's see what it says over here in the Mefarshim, in the Matsari. Yitapak yetz al yidei achedim, lo tagim yepuk, vim ke tagim nim chazal, afilu me'atzma. Okay, over here it says, interesting, yitapak. Okay, over here he seems to be saying something which is interesting. Maybe Rashi is coming to argue. Okay, I'm not a deep medaik. Ki are ti tapak. Ti sapak. Now, wait a minute. Very interesting. This is very interesting. I will tell you. Poik. Okay, ti sapak, ti tapak. It seems that the word ti tapak means that it went out with the help of another. The correct word of the Targum should really be arei, arei, arei yipoik with a yud. Yipoik. The pasuk should really say, Targum should really say arei yipoik, which means if the fire goes out. How did it go out? By itself. A wind came and pushed it out to cause damage far away. That's indeed what it says in the Gemara, and that's indeed what Rashi says. Rashi says, now we have another machlokes. Rashi says here, ki seitze, here's the Rashi, afilu me'atzma, by itself. Why did Rashi write this comment? It's clear as day, Rashi is coming to argue on the Targum. The Targum says, arei ti tapak. Targum should have said, I don't know grammar, but the Targum should, arei yipoik. The two tavs do not belong here. Arei yipoik. If it would say yipoik, it would mean afilu al me'atzma, by itself. It has a mind to itself. The fact that it says, arei ti tapak, that has a translation, if it goes out through the assistance of something else, who else is that? A human being. In other words, kiseitzeish, according to the Targum, the only thing chayiv is a person takes a blowtorch and he goes to his neighbor's field and he lights it up. You light it directly, you light the fire in the property of the victim. Rashi makes it very clear, no. Afilu me'atzma. Shalem to shalem. Afal pi shehilik b'soich sheloi. Rashi emphasizes this twice, that the fire was lit in the person's own property, and it just went out by itself. Targum is coming to disagree with the Targum, because the Targum says that the fire went out through the assistance of someone else. Anur. Okay, that's the first thing. The next side is, it says over here, nur. What's the word nur mean? It means fire. And the problem is it's not a typical word for fire. Because normally when you have the word H, the Targum says Isha, Aleph, Yud, Shin, Aleph. So why here is the Targum using a different word for fire? So how do you separate between the two? How do you differentiate? So the Dovim Lozay Torah Shoyin Loshon Hora, he doesn't explain. Okay, that needs explanation. What exactly is the meaning of the word Nur versus the word of Isha? Next, the Yechol consumes. Okay, over here, Chayzal Eish, Eish destroys. All right, let's see. Gedishin, Loshan of Godish. Hishim, is a idea of Loshan of the Sukhama. I'm going to see anything more over here. Dali talking about Roshosh Delak. I'm actually a little Delak. Yes, first, Shuloshan Redifa. Delak Delakta. Okay, that's really okay, fine. All right, that's it. We'll leave it with that. We'll leave it with Hamavir es. Well, really, one the Hamavir es Habeira. It is so interesting, though, that we have again the same word, Mavir Shalem Yishalem Hamavir es Habeira. Notice the play on the words. We have the same exact word now, number 4 and 5. In the previous pasuk 4, Kiyaver Ish Sode Oicherem Beis Ayin Resh. And here again, it says, "Shalem yishalem hamavir es habeira." It starts out with the word "esh," and then it turns out it's the nechal godish, and then it turns into hamavir es habeira. Same word. So look what's happening. According to Rashi, in pasuk 4, 3 times does it mean an animal. And here it means Hamavir es Habeira, it means the one who kindled the fire. And Rashi makes it very clear, Shalem Hamavi Avi Shahidlik Besar Shalom, he was a master of the Kotz, which was a high ramping Vishama Shaghalta. So Rashi here does not, he says Hamavir means the fire. So we have a grand total of five times the word so far, at least over here, we learned five times the word Mavir. Yaver, Ish, Be'iroi, Ubier, and Rashi, these three words mean an animal, and here it means fire. Now the Targum, picks up over here, the Targum, Ve'agodesh, Ve'chalka, Shalmo, the Adleik Yos Delekta. Okay, this also means a fire. Okay, a deleka means a fire in Aramaic. Okay, ki delak, and he says when it comes to delak acharoi, it means a type of fire that is on the move. Like Yaakov said to Lavan, why ki delakto acharoi, you're chasing after me. The word delak, dalet lamed kuf, comes from the word to chase. A fire that is moving is as if the fire is chasing after something. All right, let's see one more pause very quickly. Now we go to another sugya.
Lahadlik is to kindle. Oh,
lahadlik ner shel Chanukah, to kindle.
Yeah.
To kindle.
So he says the person who kindled the fire in the first place is responsible.
To kindle, lahadlik means to kindle, to light up something. Okay. So why is the word lahalik ner shulchanik, lahalik ner shul Shabbos? What is the etymology of the word lahadlik? Lahalik means, we translate it loosely, means to kindle. But why is it called kindle? Where does it come from, the word lahadlik? It comes from to chase. Ki dolakta acharoi. You're chasing after me. So when you're lighting the kindle of Chanukah, you already have in your hand a shamish. And now the shamish is chasing after the ner shulchanikah. It's chasing after it, and it's overcoming it, and it's lighting it. You're not lighting it from scratch. If you go and like, we don't make a bracha on to create fire. When you make the bracha, you don't hold in your hand a box of matches and make the bracha lahalik ner shel Chanukah and then strike a match. You don't do that. When you make the bracha, you already have in your hand a lit candle. And then you make the bracha, l'halik ner shel Chanukah, l'halik ner shel Shabbos, and then you take what's already lit, and you light something else. So then the word is very appropriate. You take a pre-existing fire, and you have it chase after something. It's pursuing something else.
Spreading fire.
You're spreading it, right? So it's overtaking it, right?
So here also would be the fire, right? Spreading from.
It's spreading. The person lit the fire in his own possession, and then it chased after someone else's property. It went, and it pursued someone's property, right? So it's interesting. The word. It's interesting. Lachish. It's a new thing to me. The word lahadlik comes from the word ki dolakto acharoi. You're chasing after me. And it makes a lot of sense now when we light Chanukah candles, light Shabbos candles, Yom Tov candles, because that's exactly what you're doing. You're starting out with a fire in your possession, and the fire is now chasing after the Chanukah menorah. It's overtaking it. You're not making a bracha to create a fire, to start a fire. You already have a fire, and it's just coming to spread and overtake something else. All right. Okay, it's already 8:00, so we're going to stop over here. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, thank you very much. There's a new sugi over here, this whole thing over here. All right, we'll stop over here. Rabbi Yisai, thank you very much for coming. Have a good night.
Thank you.
All the best,
thank
everyone. Take care, everyone. Good night. Thanks again.
It's interesting that there's no Targum on the Gemara, because there would be a big machloikus. The whole Baba Kama, no?
What do you mean Targum? The Gemara is Targum. The Gemara is Aramaic.
Yeah, but it's not ungulus. We learn Gemara basically according to Rashi.
Not only ungulus. What do you mean? The Gemara was written.
Rashi disagrees with ungulus, right?
Rashi. Whoa, say it again?
Rashi disagrees with ungulus.
Correct. Correct. Okay. Not disagrees. He provides.
We learn the Gemara according to Rashi, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
If he was Unculus, there would be a different shot in the Gemara.
Look, Unculus came how many years before Rashi? Unculus came before Rashi. Unculus is in Sinai.
There's no Unculus on the Gemara.
I don't know what you mean by that. Unculus.
His shita on Aish in the Gemara would be different than Rashi's, right?
Not necessarily. What do you say that? Rashi's not coming to argue Unculus what it means to fire. Unculus just says the word, he translates the word Aish as a Mavrias Haba'era, the one that Hadlaka.
Okay, so then the Gemara, isn't the Gemara Machlaikis? Is Hadlaka is a Maisa or what?
Hadlaka is a mitzvah or Hanog? That's the Chan.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or the Chiyuv, is it Mavir, you know? I have a
Mavir,
so that the
Unculus
would have to learn different
shot. All right, maybe. I don't know. I don't know the sugya is good enough to argue with you. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're onto something, Mayor. Maybe. Possibly.
I don't know. What's up?
Nothing is up.
Nothing. I'm reading the views as a whole discussion on Harabais.
Yeah,
and I'm reading the synopsis of Rav Gorin's book.
What does he say?
Rav Gorin is attacking, he tried to make right after Tisha B'Av, on the first Tisha B'Av in 67, he tried to make a mass tefillah on Harabais and the places it can go.
Yeah.
And Dayan pushed the ministry to command that he shouldn't do it.
Why, make World War III?
Huh?
Why, shouldn't get Arabs?
He wanted to give it to the Waqf. He gave it to the Waqf.
Okay.
Dayan. So Gorin attacks Dayan as an adulterer and a thief.
An adulterer? Why is he called an adulterer?
Because Dayan liked women. You know, there's no question about it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all.
Where are you reading this? Where are you reading this? In the Jewish views?
In the Jewish views.
The Jewish views. It's a good paper, the Jewish views?
I don't know. I read J.J. Jacobson, Sir Jonathan, Rabbi Sachs. There's some good articles. Herschel Schechter every week has a small article.
Okay, very good.
What's his name? Ephraim Goldberg.
Oh, yeah, he's good.
I only read certain... In the FJJ, there are a couple of articles that are good. Rabbi Zilberberg.
Okay, very good. Excellent.
All right, take care. Good night.
Have a good night. Be well. Thanks for coming. See you tomorrow. Take care. Okay.
Good night, brother.
Good night.
So those guys in the team, yes, they have to go out and get the game started.
you something. How are you?
Baruch Hashem, good. How are you?
Baruch Hashem, I wanted to ask you something. I came late yesterday, but I found Rabbi Gelber. He had to be at a yard sale so that from his second wife lost a child. So he said that the following Sunday he won't be here. This coming Sunday he won't be here. But he thinks he's not sure. Could be this month's Shabbos giving a shiur. So I'm looking forward. Well, who's focused? It's the last month's Shabbos at your place where Rabbi Sederman. And the week before. Hey, look, I don't have to come up to that. I have to get that point from Rabbi Friedman. I don't know when he benched this, but this kind of he benched this. What's so funny? He benched this. It says what bracha. My sister gave it to me as an otana. He benched this. You need this a picture? Yeah. Look at this. I got a bracha from him. Dumb sagri hurt, dumb sagal. It's also he benched this. You see him putting the hand on the. Look, I'm not finished yet. Rudok Bachatsira, tremendous bracha. They say he's a holy person. He benches somebody. Look at this. The guy named Shlom just passed away. Then we need a rabbi. I've never heard of him. So why do I have to get that coin?
That's right.
You gotta understand something. My mother, I'm sorry, my sister gave it to me.
Givaldic.
No, from asking, they gave it to. Wow. They gave it to the children, to the Yisoyim.
Wow.
So she gave it to me as a present. I also, oh, and I have this also.
Wow.
No, the holy person, the Sklena Rebbe, that just passed away. Let me just show you.
Wow.
The Sklena Rebbe that passed away was also holy.
Ooh.
You also see a picture.
Wow.
No, what I'm trying to say is, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. What about it?
So someone told me, no, it's better that. You know why? Because it could be up to that point, he never benched. Could be that was the first time he benched. And he influenced them by showing that to Yerushalmi. Someone told me, I don't understand. What difference does it make, this
You're
or that?
You're talking to the wrong guy. You're talking
to no,
the
what
wrong
I mean
guy.
To say is, I'm not going to spend $100. When I have this,
I wouldn't spend a penny on it.
Yeah.
You're talking to the wrong guy.
By the way, I just want to tell you, I didn't go to work. It didn't feel so good. And also, it came out exactly when we had problems. There's a leak from the sixth floor. There are six stories.
Aye, aye.
And it went all the way down to us. And yeah. I just wanted to tell you before you prepare, I have to also finish the parsha. I try to learn.